This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of March 24th. The Ag Economics Monthly Monitor Survey, administered by Farm Journal Magazine, is sent monthly to agricultural economists nationwide to gauge their perspective on the important drivers of agriculture. The majority of respondents in the March survey agree that the U.S. is currently involved in a trade war. The Trump administration contends that the U.S. is in the driver's seat. And by using tariffs as a negotiating tool, he'll restore his version of fair trade. Economists point out that in 2024, the U.S. agricultural trade deficit hit a record high, but they point to the consequences of the 1930 Smoot-Hawley tariffs that raised import duties to protect American businesses and farmers during the 1929 Depression. Rather than helping to strengthen the economies, the Smoot-Hawley tariffs added to the considerable strain that was already on the international economic climate. Ramel Mostafa, professor of business economics and public policy at the Ivy Business School in London, Ontario, Canada, believes that the winner in the deepening trade war won't be either the U.S. or Canada, but Brazil. For example, Joseph Grauber, a former USDA chief economist and a research fellow emeritus at the International Food Policy Research Institute, points out that a multiple-front trade war would be quite disturbing for American agriculture. He points out that starting in 2021, China had 2 years of large agricultural purchases from the U.S. The first was a $32.8 billion, and in 2022, $38.1 billion. But since then, China's imports from the U.S. have slowed down. Brazil now has 70% of the Chinese soybean market, and the U.S. has 20%. So all of the growth we've seen in China since then has been essentially enjoyed by Brazil, and the country has added around 11 million acres of soybean production since 2022. And according to the University of Illinois Farm Doc Daily, the country has the potential to convert about 70 million acres of grazing land to corn and soybean production. So the U.S. may no longer be in the driver's seat. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection has had 413 drug seizure events involving fentanyl on the southern border in the fiscal year 2025, with the last 3 months having fewer fentanyl seizures than in those months the year before. But there appears to be a new scrounge coming across the border lately. There's been over 5,500 interceptions of fresh eggs, raw chicken, and live birds coming into the U.S. from Mexico. Last Thursday, the White House issued an executive order directing departments and agencies to work with the newly created National Energy Dominance Council, led by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, to identify mining projects and prioritize them to boost domestic production of a number of minerals, including potash, most of which is now imported from Canada. The Canadian January potash exports hit a record as U.S. buyers anticipated tariffs, according to the Bloomberg Intelligence. Canada is the world's largest exporter of potash, accounting for over 41% of global exports. But Josh Linville, Vice President of the Fertilizer Department at StoneX Group Incorporated, an American financial services company, suggests that the efforts to strengthen U.S. domestic fertilizer production should focus more on phosphate than potash, since in the long term, the U.S. is at greater risk of potash oversupply than undersupply. And also, quote, "Our biggest global producer and exporter in the world is literally just to the north of us. They produce 21 million plus tons, and the global supplies are already adequate. And there are more potash projects scheduled to come online." Additional news is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksad.org. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.